USA Radio News.
A newly signed bill in Florida is highlighting the horrors of communism and drawing attention to those who've died at the hands of such regimes. Reporter Tim Berg has the story.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill Monday that requires public high schools to observe Victims of Communism Day. DeSantis saying the bill will help make sure young people learn about the evils of communism, the dictators that have led communist regimes, and the hundreds of millions of individuals who suffered and continue to suffer under the weight of this discredited ideology.
Pfizer is growing. The company said on Tuesday it will pay $11.6 billion to buy Biohaven Pharmaceutical Holding Company. Pfizer is rolling the dice on its ability to boost sales of the top-selling pill in a new class of migraine drugs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.